Campaign season is underway for fall elections for the Mount Allison Students' Union. Up to 6 council seats will be filled in the election, which takes place this Thursday and Friday, October 1st and 2nd. I called up the Mount Allison Students' Union Chief Returning Officer, Ian Richardson, to find out how the elections work and what students can expect from the fall campaign. So we're going into the campaign portion of fall election season on campus. What can students expect from candidates who are running?
So I think that that students can expect a really diverse number of opinions on different matters as they pertain to students. I think we've seen recently, especially in the era of COVID-19, a number of issues that are really quite important to students. And without to overstep my agreements of non-partiality, just to name a few in terms of supports for students from COVID-19 recently, issues, for example, with voting for students, all number of things like this, I'm sure candidates will probably want to address in their campaigns. And we'll see a number of opinions that will provide students with several different options to think about how to address these issues.
Now, many of the candidates are up for councilors at large positions, but there are a couple positions with one candidate each. Will students still be voting for those, or will they be acclaimed? How do those positions work if there's only one candidate?
Yeah, so as it is, the voting system is optional preferential for candidates that are running with other candidates against them for the positions like counselor at large, for example. So those are essentially ranked ballots. As for candidates that run unopposed, for example, in the gender and sexual diversity category or the international student representative category, it's a yes-no abstain ballot. So students will be presented with the option to either vote yes, no, or an abstention on the Simply Voting website. And in order to be elected, the candidate will need to receive a majority of votes cast as yes.
Okay, so there's no acclamation. You do need to get that majority.
And that's correct.
So that's interesting that you guys use ranked ballots. That's people often consider that a much fairer process. Can you explain a bit like how the ballots work as a ranked ballot?
Certainly. So our elections are completely secure through Simply Voting. It's a service that provides encrypted in election services, and the pricing for the programs are based on the number of electors. So it's a program that the university has been using, or the Students' Union has been using, for quite some time now, as long as I can remember. And essentially, it provides, I think, a really, really fair system in terms of the ranked ballot, as you've already mentioned there. And it allows for positions like counselor at large, in which there's actually two candidates who will be elected in the end, it allows students not just to select kind of in the first past the post system, their first choice, but actually select which candidates they think would fit the bill in that kind of ranked descending order, which again is great in terms of giving students more flexibility in how they select their counselors.
Right. And so will they rank all four candidates in that counselor at large position?
That's correct.
Okay. All right. So they have to be prepared for that. Now, besides going to campus media like CHMA and the Argosy, is there a way that students can find out more about their candidates? What do you recommend?
Well, the best way to do it would be to contact candidates directly. Most of them have created either Facebook pages or events, as well as Instagrams, or they're using their own personal Instagrams for information. So it really depends on the candidate. As Chief Returning Officer, I am, of course, neutral and impartial. So for specific information on individual candidates, it wouldn't be that useful to come to myself or to Shana, the Chief Returning Officer or the Deputy Returning Officer. But for general election inquiries, the best place to go would be to send an email to myself, Ian Richardson, at masucro@mta.ca, or to our Deputy Returning Officer, Shana, masudro@mta.ca.
All right. And so we're in campaign season now. When is voting taking place?
So campaigning runs all the way up until the 30th of September, and then that's next Wednesday, and then Thursday and Friday, the 1st and 2nd, we'll be voting through everyone's Mount Allison emails. The Simply Voting links will be sent out there, and you can check back starting at 8:30 on the 1st for those ballots.
All right. Well, thanks very much, Ian. Any parting comments on why perhaps it's important for students to vote in their council elections?
Absolutely. It's so, so important for people to vote just in terms of the fact that these are the people that will be representing you at council. These are the people that will be able to vote on motions that matter to students. In the past, we've seen much engagement with the student union in terms of students being directly able to say things that they want to see happen. And the only way to really gain that kind of that stakeholder position is to really vote for those counselors that best represent you. So if you choose not to vote, in a certain sense, you've kind of foregone the ability to maintain that stakeholder claim and that that ability to really affect change directly on student union. Voting is just so important in general.
All right. And I guess one more question now. During the provincial election, we did see some students had some trouble getting through the polling station. So when they're going through the Simply Voting system, what do they need to have on them or with them? Just their student number, that kind of thing?
Yeah, so it's automatically encrypted for them. It will be sent out to their Mount Allison emails, and that's handled on our end. There shouldn't be any issues with it. If they do not manage to access the direct links to vote, they are able to request a paper ballot. This has very rarely happened in the past, so I don't foresee any issues with it. But if there is a problem, we will be able to sort that out if students send an email to myself, the MassUCRO at MTA.ca. One final note on that as well is for the ballots, there are the three diversity representative positions. The ethnic diversity representative has yet to be filled by a candidate, but we did extend the nomination period for it until the 27th. So all three of those positions are based on self-identification. So the first question students will be asked on the ballot is not which candidates they'd like to vote for, but to self-identify either as an international student, as part of a gender and sexual minority, or as an ethnic minority. And by doing so, they can then vote in those subsequent questions.
Okay, so to vote for those representatives, you do need to self-identify. But that is also kept private.
Absolutely. All of the information is kept private and deleted the second the election is ended.
Okay, so if you're an active student this year at Mount A, then you will have received your invitation to vote through your MountA.ca address.
That's correct.
All right. Okay. Well, best of luck next week with the elections, and many thanks for taking the time to speak with us today.
Thank you very much. And again, just get out and vote, students. Get out and vote once you receive those emails. Thank you very much.
Sackville Town Council will meet